Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, as Donald Trump warns of death and destruction if he's indicted, we're learning new details about a death threat sent to the prosecutor investigating him. Here are tonight's top headlines. The Manhattan District Attorney was stepped up security tonight. White powder and a letter sent to his office.
The substance was found to be non-toxic.
We're going to have a rough 24 hours here.
The tornado threat in the South. A massive storm system brings flash flooding, hail, and dangerous winds to millions of Americans.
Numerous strong and long-track tornadoes are possible in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana.
The United States has carried out retaliatory strikes in Syrian territory after a drone attack in the country killed a U.S. contractor. Five American troops and another contractor were wounded.
Be prepared for us to act forcefully, protect our people.
Gwyneth Paltrow takes the stand after a ski collision. Tonight, the mystery of missing footage of the crash.
I was skied directly into by Mr. Sanderson.
Xcel Energy said it discovered a new small leak of water contaminated with tritium.
It can't penetrate your skin.
The cause of the leak has not yet been determined.
Honey. Not many people get to return to the scene of their death.
What does that feel like when all is said and done and you've saved a life?
It's honestly one of the best feelings in the world.
Good to see you.
I love you, man.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Friday night. We want to begin with growing concerns about violence as Donald Trump is using increasingly ominous and threatening rhetoric as his legal challenges mount. The top Democrat in the House warning the former president will get someone killed. This comes as an envelope with white powder and a note that read, "I'm going to kill you," was sent to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office today. CBS News has learned that security has been stepped up for Bragg over the last few weeks. And just days ago, the New York City courthouse, where a grand jury is deciding Trump's fate, was temporarily shut down because of bomb threats. Meanwhile, today, big developments in that probe by a special counsel, a federal judge ordering some of Trump's closest personal, political, and national security aides to testify before a different grand jury probing the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. That includes former chief of staff Mark Meadows. CBS's Robert Costa is going to start us off with new reporting. Good evening, Robert.
Good evening, Nora. Backlash today to the former president's explosive comment about that ongoing investigation in New York days before a possible decision on an indictment of Trump.
The twice impeached former president's rhetoric is reckless, reprehensible, and irresponsible.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries sounding the alarm today after former President Trump warned that death and destruction is possible if he's indicted.
It's dangerous. And if he keeps it up, he's going to get someone killed.
Trump also reposted an ominous altered image where he is holding a baseball bat next to an image of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who has one of his hands raised. Bragg, who now has increased security, received a death threat today at his New York office. A letter addressed to him with a note inside saying, "Alvin, I'm going to kill you." It contained a small amount of white powder, but was determined to be non-hazardous. Meanwhile, Trump's legal challenges in Washington are mounting. A federal judge ordered several of his former top aides to testify about his conduct before and during the January 6th Capitol attack, including former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. This came as the special counsel probing Trump's handling of classified documents heard testimony today from Trump lawyer Evan Corcoran, who prosecutors believe may have been misled by Trump about the retention of those documents.
President Trump's counsel, Evan Corcoran, probably represents the most profound threat to his potential indictment.
Robert joins us now. So this is a lot to talk about. But do you think that at the end of the day, Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, will end up testifying?
It's very possible. Sources close to Trump's legal team tell us they will try to appeal this decision, but ultimately, due to timing issues with the grand jury, we could see Meadows and many other top officials testify in this high-profile case. This all comes before Trump heads Saturday to Waco, Texas, for a campaign rally. As we all know, that's 30 years ago where there was a deadly showdown between federal agents and an extremist group.
Robert Kostup, thank you very much. There's some breaking news tonight. CBS News has learned there have been three more attacks on American bases from Iran-backed forces since retaliatory airstrikes overnight. It all started when a suspected Iranian drone hit and killed an American and wounded at least six others. CBS's David Martin reports tonight from the Pentagon.
The aftermath of a strike by American jets against what U.S. officials called the headquarters of the Iranian-backed Islamic Revolutionary Guards in eastern Syria. The pilots observed a secondary explosion, a sign they also hit an ammo dump.
Be prepared for us to act forcefully, protect our people. That's exactly what happened last night.
President Biden ordered the strike Thursday as he flew to Canada aboard Air Force One after a drone hit an American base in northeastern Syria. At the time, the air defense system surrounding the base was not in full operation, and military officials are now investigating whether that is why the drone got through.
We are very confident that based on the forensics, based on the intelligence analysis that we've done, that it was of Iranian origin.
There are still about 900 American troops in Syria working with local fighters to go after remnants of the ISIS terror network. But that has exposed them to attacks by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards.
They're clearly trying to run us out of Syria, at the very least.
The commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East tallied up the attacks since the start of the Biden administration.
There has been a number since 1 January 2021. The number is about 78 times that we have been attacked.
Iranian drones are also being used by Russia against Ukraine, one of several potential flashpoints between the U.S. and Iran. U.S. officials say Iran is only months away from being able to field a nuclear weapon. But Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley testified this week the U.S. has plans to prevent that.
And we, the United States military, have developed multiple options for our national leadership to consider if or when Iran ever decides to develop an actual nuclear weapon.
It's not clear whether the government of Iran directly orders these attacks on American bases or just encourages them. Either way, U.S. officials say Iran is responsible. Nora?
David Martin at the Pentagon, thank you. Turning now to the weather, more than 30 million Americans from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley are under severe weather threats or flood watches, with powerful tornadoes expected through the night across the Deep South. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports tonight from Greenville, Mississippi.
In southern Missouri, flash floods overflowed the Findlay River overnight, leaving this park underwater. About 60 miles away, two people were killed when their vehicle was swept away. At least two tornadoes tore through North Texas this morning with 100-mile-per-hour winds. Eric Huntley dug through what was left of his home.
As soon as I got the alert, I went to go look outside. And then I heard the moan. And I'll never forget that sound.
Heavy rain and hail grounded planes for several hours at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, delaying more than 900 flights today. This is part of the same storm system that spawned several rare tornadoes near Los Angeles on Wednesday.
Main damage is to the roof, and then, of course, now the water. And then the main thing is that we were out of business for several, probably 3-4 months.
Here in Mississippi, NOAA meteorologists launched a weather balloon ahead of what's expected to be a rough night.
Everything seems to be coming together in this location this evening for a potential outbreak of severe weather.
A tornado watch was just issued for parts of Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Louisiana. And this area has seen its fair share of severe weather so far this year, and it's not even peak tornado season. Nora?
Omar Villafranca, thank you so much for your reporting. Well, for more on where the storms are headed tonight and through the weekend, let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis with our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Nora, good evening. We anticipate tornadoes and extreme winds to rake across the south the remainder of the night. The target zone, the Mississippi River Valley. Intense storms could last well through the night, well after time people go to bed tonight. Memphis, Paducah, Nashville, Jackson, Birmingham, all risk cities, and a very intense line that comes to Atlanta in the morning. All those storms could even be there in the afternoon along the southeast coast. In addition to that, there's also a flood risk with a lot of rain for us here. So a large area about 1,000 miles long could see high water over the next 24 hours. We also know there's always another system. There's going to be a large system across the west that hits us again in California that eventually then, Nora, leads to a severe weather risk late next week across the southern plains, including Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Mike, thank you. Now to some breaking news. An explosive 3-alarm fire erupted just a short time ago at a candy factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. That's about 60 miles northwest of Philadelphia. This is happening at the R.M. Palmer Candy Company, which makes chocolate Easter bunnies, among other sweets. There's no word yet of any injuries or what caused this fire. We've also got this breaking news coming in now from Southern California. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department is investigating a deadly helicopter crash that happened this afternoon. Two people were killed. Police have not released their names. There was a dramatic moment inside a Utah courtroom this afternoon. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow took the witness stand to defend herself over claims that she recklessly crashed into a man while skiing at a resort in 2016, causing serious injuries. CBS's Carter Evans has more.
We'd like to call Gwyneth Paltrow.
Today, Oscar-winning actress Gwyneth Paltrow was grilled on the stand.
I didn't engage in risky behavior. I wouldn't with my children there or without my children there.
She's facing a $300,000 lawsuit after a collision on the slopes while skiing with her family in Park City, Utah.
I can still watch my children ski and be skied directly into my back by someone.
But 76-year-old retired optometrist Terry Sanderson says Paltrow slammed into him while skiing back in 2016, causing life-altering injuries.
Gwyneth Paltrow's neglect, her choices, and her conscious disregard for other people on the mountain all combined together to cause Terry Sanderson to suffer.
Well, who ran into who? And he says, you ran into me? And Gwyneth's like, no. You ran square right into me.
Shortly after the collision, Sanderson sent this email to his daughter saying, I'm famous. At what cost? And there was a discussion about the incident being caught on a GoPro camera.
It's nowhere to be found.
You skied directly into my effing back. And he said, oh, sorry, sorry, I'm sorry.
Right. Paltrow's countersuing for $1 and legal fees.
I think both parties are looking for some sort of personal vindication. It's clearly not about the money. It's costing far more to litigate this case than is actually at stake.
Now, Paltrow's two kids, Apple and Moses, were with her the day of the accident. Apparently, Moses was right next to her. He was 9 years old at the time. And he could be called to testify when the trial resumes next week. Nora?
Carter Evans, thank you. Well, now to a CBS News exclusive. The husband of an Alabama woman who was found dead in what appeared to be a suicide in 2017 is speaking out for the first time. Investigators discovered that the gun found at the scene was in her non-dominant hand, and she was shot twice. That's when her husband came under scrutiny. CBS's David Begnaud has the story in a 48 hours preview.
It was the night of May 2nd, 2017, when 37-year-old Jason Crawford called 911 from outside of his home in Cullman, Alabama.
Tell me exactly what's going on.
Why is he shot?
Body camera footage shows what sheriff's deputies found when they first arrived on scene. Jason's wife, 32-year-old Tiffany Crawford, was found dead in the driver's seat of her own van. There was a gun in her left hand. To at least one of the deputies on the scene, it appeared as though it was a suicide. But once investigators dug deeper, that theory started to crumble, and Jason had some tough questions to answer.
To believe that she did it to herself, you have to believe she used her non-dominant hand.
Very impulsive.
And then shot herself twice.
Yes.
Most suicides don't involve two shots.
Yes. Most, not all.
Tiffany's death was ruled a homicide, but Jason insists he is innocent.
Did anything about your relationship with Tiffany lead you to believe that she was suicidal?
Not at the time. Looking back, just seeing how depressed she actually was and reading some of her journal makes me think she was hiding a lot of stuff.
You can see the full report on 48 Hours tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, right here on CBS. A nuclear plant in Minnesota is forced to shut down after another radioactive water leak. We've got the details next.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight, a new leak at a nuclear power plant in Minnesota is causing concerns. Xcel Energy says its plant northwest of Minneapolis is again leaking radioactive water. This comes a week after the public learned of a 400,000-gallon radioactive leak in November. The facility was powered down today so crews could begin making permanent repairs. The company says there's no danger to the public or the nearby Mississippi River. Tonight, officials in Maryland are investigating a fiery crash involving a tanker truck loaded with diesel fuel. The driver was rushed to a trauma center in Baltimore with serious injuries. Investigators say there's no environmental threat from the crash. NFL legend Tom Brady is making big news in the basketball world. That story is next. 2 months after throwing his last NFL touchdown, Tom Brady landed a new gig in a new sport. The seven-time Super Bowl champion quarterback is now a part owner of the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces. In a statement, Brady says his love for women's sports started when he was a kid, going to his older sister's games, adding they were by far the best athletes in our house. Tonight, the Northern Lights are putting on a rare glow show in the skies over the U.S. This morning, people in more than half a dozen states could see a dazzling display of the Aurora Borealis. Scientists say the sun had one of the strongest geomagnetic storms in years, with eruptions releasing energy particles that collided with Earth's atmosphere, causing those spectacular green and purple glows. Beautiful. All right, On the Road is next with the basketball game where the outcome took a backseat to real life.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Finally tonight, CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road to catch up with the basketball referee and the player who made the greatest assist of his life.
Not many people get to return to the scene of their death. But as we first reported last summer, John Scully of Rochester, New York, stepped back into the gym where his time expired.
That's the last thing I saw right there, 246.
Do you recognize this at all?
John is a basketball referee.
They cut it, right? It's my jersey.
Back in June, John was officiating a semi-pro game between the Jamestown Jackals and Toledo Glass City. That's him on the near side, seconds before his heart attack. The deadliest kind of heart attack, called a widowmaker. Doctors told John's fiance, Donna, almost no one survives it.
Yeah, 1% of the population, and he's that 1%.
I was in the right place at the right time. I mean, that's why I'm here.
Within seconds, a Toledo player named Miles Copeland rushed to his side and started doing CPR.
I've never witnessed someone just collapse, but I knew what had to be done.
Turns out the Toledo forward is also a Toledo firefighter, a brand new one. At the time, just a year out of the academy.
What does that feel like when all is said and done and you've saved a life?
It's honestly one of the best feelings in the world.
Few moments will ever come close, except maybe.
Oh my God.
This one. We invited Miles to stop by the gym. It was their first meeting.
I love you, man. You know I love you.
After quadruple bypass surgery, John said he was feeling much better and hoped to get back on the court someday. Well, it's been 8 months since we first told this story. And number 110 is back in business. He has reffed almost 50 games so far this season and appears none the worse for wear. All thanks to Miles Copeland.
Love you too, man.
Who made the ultimate Cinderella story come true. Steve Hartman on the road in Jamestown, New York.
I'd call that a slam dunk of a feel-good story. That is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night and have a great weekend.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.